I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Freedom is at the heart of today's broadcast. From the latest developments in Iran to religious freedom in the United States, listen closely to find your place in the story. First, social media in Iran is afire with calls to protest. However, says Samuel of Redemptive Stories, this time...
I think that this is a new tipping point that might begin to push towards a new wave of revolution in that country.
Samuel thinks these protests seem to be fueled by rage over Iran's involvement with bringing down the Ukrainian plane.
The protests that are actually taking place right now are really just a response to the shame that the people feel about what has happened to these international individuals that were shot down.
Top that off with the government gassing and shooting the protesters, and what you have now is rage. But will it mean change? Probably not the good kind. The Supreme Leader isn't likely to step down. However, what is more likely?
The church is growing like wildfire there. So they will use this as an opportunity to persecute the church, and they will use some sort of scapegoat to deflect the dishonor to them.
So what can we do?
Pray for perseverance in the midst of these struggles. Remember that they're our brothers and sisters. Don't look at them as the other, but look at them as particularly believing brothers and sisters. Just pray for opportunities for the church to stand up, to rise up, and to boldly proclaim the message in the midst of all of this struggle.
Meanwhile, as tensions continue with Iran, veterans speak up in the United States. Some do so through action. A Marine veteran in Alabama re-enlisted just days after the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. Others take to the streets or social media in protest. Army veteran Steve Prince tells us.
It's personal, obviously, to us. There's mixed views, just like any community. We all kind of address things a little bit different. As veterans, we know the real cost of war, so we never enter into that conversation lightly.
Prince leads Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. He and other trained believers help veterans process the traumas of active duty.
The cost of war is high when it's left untreated. The VA's main approach is counseling and medication. What we attempt to do when we work with veterans is to help them frame that in a spiritual matter, in a healthy matter.
If you or a loved one need help, we'll connect you with Warrior Set Free at our website.
If you're a leader in the military, everything's your fault. And you hear about any failure as you failed, even when something was out of your control. So we help them to identify what lies they might be believing and unpack that.
And it's National Religious Freedom Day in the U.S., making religious freedom a priority started in the 1700s, and the trend continues today. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says officials recently renewed the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. So pray for the USCIRF in 2020 and beyond.
They will continue to operate. They will continue to look at the religious freedom record in other countries. They will continue to shed light on incidences of persecution or abuse of religious freedom in other countries. And really help our government here in the U.S. continue to make this a part of our foreign policy and continue to raise this important issue among our leadership so that they know what's going on and can factor that into some of the decisions they make with regard to our relationships with other countries.
The USCIRF has the ear of the U.S. government, including the State Department, when it comes to global issues of religious freedom. Its authorization is good news for American citizens searching for political unity and for persecuted believers who need a voice. Learn more about National Religious Freedom Day and the role of the USCIRF at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.